Hello, welcome to part 3 of chapter 5 of A Ball at Pemberley. But what was she thinking, filling her mind with matchmaking when her dear Charlotte was only now mourning the loss of her husband? But then again, her dear Charlotte might appreciate her matchmaking more than any of them. Once the obligatory period of mourning was over, of course. But after that, elsewhere, Charlotte's heart was trodden in grief. She could not disclose of her valid feelings. She knew full well of Mr. Collins' public character. He was known as not a sensible man, and his deficiency of nature had been the chatter of many. They would recall his air as earnest and stately, and his manner starched. Altogether, a mix of arrogance, obsequiousness, self-importance, and yet an unassuming nature. Her associates would never comprehend the complimentary moments of pleasure. Chasing the livestock together, saunters in their garden, dainty kisses of her wrists every sunrise, the falling asleep nearby him during his readings, nor the winks at her prior to every sermon. To that, no one saw but Charlotte. No one felt but Charlotte. Nor could ever take away from Charlotte. Elizabeth did not reserve the correspondence to herself, as Charlotte requested. It was imperative her husband was made aware. Mr. Darcy valued Charlotte as a part of the inner circle of associates. He loved and treated her as his own sister Georgiana. Upon reading the letter, his feelings likewise matched those of his wife Elizabeth. He could not help but think of precious Charlotte, how she sacrificed her standing to marry Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, too, had also experienced great loss in his private life with that of his parents, his brother, Andrew, and now Lizzie's closest companion, Charlotte. With all the splendour and stunning decor around them at Pemberley, the ball had seemed to lose a bit of a glow and sense of urgency to move forward. It was not of importance to him or Lizzie any longer. It was now fully dependent on the guests, the musicians and servants, to keep everything in high spirits. Only beloved Charlotte's well-being had become the main concern of their earnest thoughts. Recalling her scattered and disordered thoughts, Lizzie bestowed a sweet smile and calm front as she joined the assemblage. Crossing to her dear husband, she ushered him to a couch somewhat away from the others. "My dearest, I have received..." She paused. Mr. Darcy was all concern. "Lizzie, I can read you as well as one of the books in my library. What has discomposed you? I am aware that you grieve for Charlotte's grief. This, though, is different, is it not?" His keen eye surveyed her countenance. Lizzie coloured. She could not dissemble. She handed over Deacon's missive. Her husband perused the rather hurried script before gazing at his wife. "He is..." Lizzie immediately caught the import of his tone, his manner. "No, my dearest. We were but childhood and youthful friends. However, Deacon was exiled from part of the family. He..." Lizzie rose, paced in some agitation before facing her husband.